time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of cannabis. And have your specific questions answered by emailing jennifer@cannabama.com or text or call 343-0106. And now, for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm your host, Jennifer Boozer, owner and founder of Cannabama in downtown Mobile. We are located at 558 St. Francis Street. Our phone number is 251-255-5155. And you can find us on Facebook at Sweet Home Cannabama. Welcome to the show, everybody. Tyler Powell, chef. See, there I go again. Chef Tyler Powell is here as my co-host tonight. Welcome, Tyler.
Thank you for having me again.
So, yeah, I got a couple of things to get out of the way. One exciting thing is this Friday, April 26th, we will be the exclusive vendor at Soul Kitchen for the Stephen Marley concert.
Yeah.
Is he a Marley brother, Marley yeah. son? Marley brother. Bob yeah. Marley's brother, right?
Yep.
Okay, and so he's got an album. It's like an acoustic set, and he's going to play some of Bob Marley's music. And I've seen a lot of people really excited about this concert. Maggie is awesome. She's invited us to come, especially to this one.
It's going to be a really good one.
Well, we know that Bob Marley brings a certain type of, social gathering vibe. Mm-hmm. There you go. And people are more likely to want to partake in cannabis instead of drinking.
For sure.
Especially, you know, in honor of Bob. But of course, that's illegal. Mm-hmm. So Maggie invited us because she knows our products are awesome, and she would rather people have a legal option that's safe that she knows she's not going to get shut down for. So if you're interested in Stephen Marley concert tickets, they're at ticketweb.com. That's this Friday, April 26th at the Soul Kitchen, and Cannabama will be there with everything good that we have.
I think they have that new Bob Marley movie coming out as well.
Yeah. I saw that on, I think you can rent it on Prime. Okay, so I want to say one thing. I got an interesting piece of communication this weekend. And I just want to say there are so many people, so many people in the state of Alabama industry that I have great relationships with. And I've met people, you know, farms and processors and people in the lobby world and other retailers, all sorts of people. And there are ones that have always been grateful to work with us and grateful to come on the show and contribute, collaborate with us. And there are people that – and it's more people than not that are completely silent. They, you know, maybe I've met some of them, maybe I haven't. But there are people that I know that some of them out there have to at least have heard of the show and what we try to do with the show. And so I got an email this weekend or a message this weekend from someone I've never heard of that I know someone he's affiliated with, but I've never heard of him. And I just want to say that what we're not going to do now that we have built a bit of a reputation for being a source of information on the cannabis world, and specifically in Alabama, what we're not going to do is start messaging me 5 years in and mansplaining to me what you think I should say on my radio show and what I should support or not. I have very specific reasons. They are my own personal convictions. I will give you the facts, and if you don't agree with me, that's your right. But please refrain from texting me or messaging me on social media because we don't know each other. And mansplaining and talking down to me and asking me to reverse something I have been very strongly opposed to. And with that, I will change the subject. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Anyway, so it's been an exciting week.
Very exciting week. We've had a lot going on.
Right.
Super busy week. This is the busiest week of the year, I think.
This is. As crazy as Mardi Gras is, we were planning this during Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
That's part of what makes Mardi Gras crazy. Well, look, you know, when we did what we did in 2022, which is right when I met you, you were actually involved in a different event, but you needed help. And so that's how we met. And so it's kind of our friendiversary.
That's right.
but our first year, you know, no one had ever done a big public festival the way that we did and as big as we did. You know, we changed history. And it's just been a huge endeavor ever since then, and we've grown. And this year, I'm so proud of what we've done. But guess what?
What's going on?
I think we inspired some people.
Yeah, I think I saw a couple of posts going on.
I mean, I know, and there are probably lots more. These are my friends, people I know specifically in Tuscaloosa. We have Sonia. She at Freedom CBD. We talk about her a lot. She had a big sale. In Birmingham, Jenny Otwell, who owns Magic City Organics, had a brunch, a 420 brunch.
Oh, that sounds like great.
And a sale. And, oh, the pictures were awesome. She just remodeled her store bathroom, and I'm so jealous of the wallpaper because it is so cute. It's got joints and bongs, and it's nuggets.
That's
so
awesome.
Cute. And they were packed out. Her pictures were great. And then in Springville, Alabama, our friend Dave Thomas, who was just running for governor not long ago, he had a 420 Fest, and they camped out. So it's like a two-day thing, and it's primitive camping, which is why I'm glad I was busy. Although I would love to hang out with that lovely group of people.
It looked like a fun time.
I don't do dirty.
besides being in the woods, it looked like a great time.
It did. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about holes in the ground and, yeah. But Dave would probably make it so fun that it would be worth it.
Of course. And, of course, you would have your gummies. So you'd
right. And I know some people from Alabama Cannabis Coalition went up to that one because that's closer to where most of them are. I know that's up there near where Marty lives, and she was there.
Mm-hmm.
And Huntsville, Jay Hightower, had another 420 Fest up there. Jay is huge into live music, so I know they had tons of bands and stuff like that in Huntsville. And then, of course, in Mobile. We had it covered.
Mm-hmm. We had a big, I think the biggest event we've had so far.
Oh, hands down, by a mile, best ever. I'm blown away still. I'm still sore and exhausted, and my fingertips are still green.
I'm still tired. Still pretty tired myself.
Oh, man.
Besides 420 and the newborns.
Right. So, yes, he has a two-week-old son, and we had 420. And, and Tyler, I want to say in front of everybody, thank you, because it was just us there for a minute. I mean, my team is great, but they run the day-to-day so that we can do the stuff that's above and beyond. So let's get into it. What was your favorite thing?
My favorite thing. Let's see. I think my favorite thing was the infused sauce on the food truck with Frank and Lola's because it was delicious.
We'll start with food.
It was delicious. We had Frank and Lola's food truck out there. We had Taco Spot out there.
I had a quesadilla that was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Man. The Taco Spot has some fantastic food out there.
Mm-hmm.
They really brought their game, and that had a pineapple drink.
Oh, everybody raved about that.
Oh my goodness, that pineapple drink was amazing. We had let's see, Alexis out there with her sweet tooth confection.
Yeah. I never even got anything.
She had some brand new flavors out there. So if you didn't go buy her tin, and if you haven't seen her on Facebook, go check out her Facebook because she's got some brand new flavors.
There were like five vendors I wanted to buy something from, but I wanted to wait till the end because I didn't want to take their weed themed stuff, you know. I want to make sure that the rest of the people had what they wanted because I was just going to pick the best stuff. But then I just got too crazy and everybody was packing it up so fast. So I want to thank our host Dre Day, our DJ AJ Richardson, and Maxine Walters, the defense attorney who came and spoke about expungement and was willing to sit there all day long and look up people's cases and give them advice. And then our incomparable photographer, did he not bust his tail?
Man, he was running.
He was
running at some points. He was when the parade started.
Yes,
he had the parade going, and he filmed it by hand. And then as soon as I got down to Dolphin Street, he came running into the store.
Ran back.
He got
to get the video.
Drone. He ran back outside with his drone and ran with it down the street.
Well, thank
and,
God we were slow.
Man, yeah, he was definitely a lifesaver. I can't wait to see that footage. Just
I know amazing. I've seen some of the photos. I'm not posting them until I can post all of them.
Right.
And then the video, it's going to be next level. So Delta Delights won. I gave him a prize. I gave him a prize for being the most trafficked booth.
Oh, my God.
He sold out. And look, I got to look at everybody's sales.
Yeah.
He did 2.5 times what the next one did. He made bank, but that lemonade is...
He deserved it. He really did. That when we had $5 quarts of lemonade.
Quart, yes, a whole quart.
Quart of lemonade, and then it was flavored and it was freshly squeezed
and had this, lemon wedges in it.
Oh my God, it was so good. I told him just to make it his the way he would like it. He gave me a blue raspberry lemonade
and offered infusion.
Yeah, and it was infused.
Yes.
I may have had an extra couple of
drinks. Well, look, lemonade to me, like lemonade, you got to come with lemonade game because bad lemonade is garbage.
Well, like, he had a couple of special pumps up there, and he was putting some good stuff.
There's a specific local tea brand that also makes lemonade. Mm-hmm. Ooh, no.
Not so great.
Delta Delights. When we come back, more 420 with Tyler Powell.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. Tonight, Tyler Powell and I are going over our 420 after we mentioned that there are 420s popping up all over the state. I'm actually really excited for next year. I think we should all coordinate some sort of way to like do live feed or do something simultaneously, something to really tell, you know, everybody that this is okay, it's safe, and this is what we want. The possibilities are endless. I want to make sure that we thank Ocity. Ocity Labs came out, former Mayor Mike Dowell, Ray French, Chris Khalif, and then Wallace Gilberry, who was a big old football player.
Yep, he was an ex-Alabama football player, ex-NFL
as well. Yeah, ex-NFL. They donated, well, Wallace was our celebrity guest judge for the blunt rolling contest, and then they donated over $1,000 in product to be sold, and 100% of that will go to Boro Hemp. And so we still have products in the store that we are really hoping to sell very quickly. They are on a deep discount. So like the topical, that pump of topical that lasts forever, it's like $75 normally.
Right.
It's $50.
Wow.
It's huge sale.
I have some of that at work.
Worried about making any money off of it. So we're slashing the
price.
It
does last forever. I've had it for quite some time.
So. No, I know. It lasts forever. And so thank you to Ocity. They're very generous. And we had a blast hanging out with them.
They're always a good crowd.
Azalea City Hippie Society, James. we're all OG founding members, I believe.
That's right. That's right.
And the girls that are doing the Gulf Coast Carnival in May with their carnival wings and feathers and sparkles.
Let me tell you, I smoked James out in the hot box.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, he stayed in there for quite some time. But, yeah, he was smoked
out.
The
hot box was a source.
He didn't want to get out. He said he was in heaven.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, we did a second line parade up Cedar Street around Dolphin Street and back, and that was a whole lot of fun. Tell us about the Dropout Bakery giveaway real quick.
Yeah, so Dropout Bakery, we had that promotional giveaway to kind of promote the event. It didn't really get given away at the event, but so prior to the event, Sage Taylor was the one who won on social media on Instagram through the Dropout Bakery giveaway. Now, she won that over 600 milligrams.
Yes.
Infused cake.
50 milligrams per slice.
It was a beautiful spring cake.
If you haven't seen it, go and check out any of our social media. It's a beautiful cake.
Dropout Bakery always shows up and shows out for us, and this is a special thanks to everybody at Dropout Bakery for everything you guys do to us.
Yes, and they are having a Mother's Day event on May 12th.
Yeah, they're going to have some vendors out there
and
themselves.
We will be there. They're only going to have 10 vendors, and we got invited to be one of those 10, so I'm really excited to see what else we're going to collaborate on for that event.
We also had Slurp Society. They gave us a $25 gift card, and Hannah Hearn won that. She actually won that through one of our drawings.
Yes, so I want to make sure we mention, let's see, Jen's Bay Balloons was the face paint lady. She, I felt like a queen in my face makeup.
one of my friends came by and ended up having all their kids get their face painted, and they had these unicorns and these dragons
so
all over their face.
Cute.
They were so detailed, and she
they
was
were.
So look. Those kids are not the most steel kids. They were squirming
but she's
and moving,
quick.
And she just
If you've seen the face paint that I had on, it was pretty elaborate, and
really
it took
good.
Her like 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. She was really good. Salty Girls had energy drinks, shirts, and tumbles. tumblers. Mm-hmm. The hippie shop had all of the tie-dye and
we were pressing shirts on hand.
Yeah, we were. Mm-hmm. And we do still have some 420 Cannabama t-shirts at the shop. I think we had like 20 shirts left.
Yep, various sizes.
So if you wanted one and didn't get one or want one now, you can buy those at the shop. And again, all the proceeds go to Borrow Hemp. We had painting from the Your Spot. We had all sorts of stuff.
And Ginger came out and did a live painting.
And Ginger Wochen, yes. Mm-hmm. She came out and did a live painting of the entire downtown. It had the RSA Tower.
It looked like the Starry Night of Mobile.
It did. It looked like a Vincent Van Gogh of Mobile with my hand, the finger, you know, my signature hand with the fingernails and holding a joint in the middle.
And then she did it with some special paint, right?
Yeah, and she did it with some neon colors so that if we want to, she's going to resin it for me now that it's dry. And if we want to put it under black light, it will glow.
Wow.
That'll be really cool. I'm so excited. Ginger gets paid a lot of money to do those things, and she came and did that for us. And, man, it was so good to have her there and painting the scene. And it was a really interesting process to watch. I have a couple of her paintings in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, I want to thank the volunteers. We had so many people.
Lots of great people.
And I can't name them all, so I'm not even going to try. And, but I really, I mean, they all worked so hard. And I just really want to thank them for coming. We had a couple of things that went awry, like our second half host, his water pipe burst.
Yeah, that's right. We did have a host that couldn't show up, but that was okay.
Right,
we improvised.
I mean, life happens.
Yeah, exactly. But we had the blunt rolling contest.
We did. Definitely. The blunt rolling contest, we had two ladies. Mm-hmm. All the rest were dudes. And we had four judges.
Well, hold on. Let me back it up real quick, because one of the ladies wasn't even entered at first. She was a last-minute contestant.
Mm.
So she came in last minute, and they were like, oh, yeah, you got to come in. You got to sit down. You got to roll. She's like, no. She was working a booth. She was working the 360 photo booth. So she ended up coming in last minute, sitting down, saying, okay. She didn't even have a rolling tray. Didn't even give her a grinder. We had enough for everybody else, right? So
right.
Then she sits down with her bare hands, first round, 1 gram, rolls that blunt in a minute and 43 seconds.
I know.
Just sitting there vibing to the music.
Not
shaking
even
her
concerned.
Hips in the chair.
Like she was having a good time and did
Man,
that fast.
She smoked those dudes. Smoked them.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And then, all right, so then we get down to the second round. We ended up doing 2 grams. We eliminated a couple of people. One guy's blunt fell apart in the first round, but that was okay. Things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, under pressure, you never know what's going to happen. So competition is definitely some pressure. So we had the second round, second gram blunts went in. We all tried them out. That was a great process going around and lighting all the blunts.
Yes, that was interesting, having been through COVID a couple years ago and let's just pass that around.
Keep passing the blunt. And then the third round, we finally went to the third round. It was 3.5 grams, and it was whatever you could get in, as much as you could get in. We were going to judge you what you had left in the tray. One of the two contestants had a little bit left in the tray, but I tell you, the last minute contestant, whenever she came in, mm-hmm. she had nothing left in her tray.
Not a speck.
And she had the entire 3.5 grams
in that wrap. One single wrap, yep.
And it smoked.
And it did.
It was good.
And it was pretty.
It was so good.
Well,
so she definitely won that.
She was even a gracious winner.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'll say Chris, he was the second place. He won second place. I will say he had an amazing technique, and he was very consistent with his as well.
Mm-hmm.
But she took it away.
Right.
She took it away.
I think her speed and being able to put every crumb in there, man, she swept it. But you know what? I loved watching her because she was so methodical but so unconcerned.
Yep.
I was like, Maya, you've done this before, haven't you?
A couple of times probably.
Yes. And, you know, my staff, I want to say, and Shayna was there. Mm. Shayna helped me from start to finish, and she helped me stay aware of what was happening and kept me, pushing me in the right place
That
I was aware, because there's a lot going on. And then there's, you know, the need to stop and eat something or drink something, and she's constantly checking on me. So I appreciate her
and she had
so
her,
much.
She had her nieces out there?
Yes, and her twin nieces. Mm-hmm. They were like 12 or 13, and they worked
some great little helpers.
So hard. Yeah, they did all the mm-hmm. balloons. They helped clean up. They were so wonderful. So I really appreciate them. And, of course, Isaiah and Evan mm-hmm. have been super troopers.
And Tyler
showed up.
We
even had Tyler, mm-hmm. who is no longer working for us but loves Canabama. And he is off doing his HVAC career and starting in that. And so he was so gracious to come back and step back behind the counter and
Very
help
nice
us out.
To do that.
And
so nice.
My daughter Bella was there. She even helped out. She volunteered at a booth. Mm-hmm. She followed me around and helped
Pressing
run
some
for
shirts.
Me.
Yeah.
Yes, she helped with the shirts, and it was just a family effort.
It was
you
a great
know,
time.
It was a family. I hated that Stacy and the kids weren't there, but obviously Zeke is 2 weeks old and doesn't need to be at 4:20.
And Xavier was swimming anyways. He was
yeah,
having a good time.
I'm sure Xavier had a good day, but it'll be nice next year.
Well, we had
year.
A nice crowd of kids out there too. We had the inflatables out there. We
yes,
had coastal
the games.
Events and game.
Yes.
Coastal events and design. They were out there. And they had all their inflatables out there. And we ended up just doing the inflatables for free. So then all
yeah.
the kids that came by, they could have just played on them
Axe
as long
throwing,
as possible.
The basketball toss. What was the third one? I can't remember.
The third one, let's see, they had a baseball, like a
Yeah.
Try to see how fast you can throw it.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Like a batting cage almost.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes. And then they had the basketball and the axe throwing. I mean, there was clothing. There was jewelry. There was candles. There was custom handmade air
all kinds
fresheners.
Of stuff you could put your weed in
all kind of stash stuff grinders
so
and
many
some custom rolling trays by a Tam man
there were
she
pipes made out of everything you could think of
yeah
crystals stones
exactly and then the cups
wood.
Yeah so anyway I just want to say thank you to everybody that came out. Thank you to WKRG. Even though I can't find the story mm-hmm. they came out and interviewed me, so I have to assume it's out there somewhere. And all the other people that pitched in, the volunteers, the people that showed up and just say, hey, where can mm-hmm. I pitch in?
Even 93BLX.
93BLX was there. That's right.
Live
and 104.1 Cumulus Radio. They mm-hmm. gave me an outstanding deal on some advertising in exchange for some swag bags and some gift certificates mm-hmm. that I'm sure were dispersed through the radio station the last couple of weeks. And they really, we like to work with them. They like to work with us, and it worked out really well.
And we gave away some Boro Hemp stuff, right?
We did. Yeah. And the prizes for blunt rolling all came from Boro, mm-hmm. and the bud in the third round came from Boro. And
that was some nice looking bud in the third
Well,
round.
We managed to raise so far about $800 for Boro Hemp, and I'm really excited about that. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk with Antoine Mordekin about the 420 Fest in D.C.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Sweet Home Cannabama right here on FM Talk 106.5 every Monday night, live at 7 o'clock. We had to let Tyler go get back to his newborn. but I want to bring on the show my friend Antoine Mordekin. Antoine, are you with us?
Hey there, Jennifer. Yes, I am.
Hey, Antoine is the founder of Native Black Cultivation. He holds a medical cannabis cultivator's license here in the state of Alabama. So, but the reason I want to talk to you is not about Alabama so much as I am the National Cannabis Festival. So why don't we start with how was your trip to D.C.?
My trip to D.C. was very interesting, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
We was up there for a 420 week, which it started from the 16th through the 20th. So my respectable organizations, Minorities for Medical Marijuana and Minority Cannabis Business Association was all up there for the 420 weekend lobbying and meeting with our legislators and stuff like that. And I kind of caught it right at the tail end of it on the 18th. But just to kind of go through the whole entire motions of D.C., it was pretty cool and interesting, I would say.
Well, I always wonder if I ever got to do something like that, would it be anything like it is in the movies? Because everything seems so different there, you know, that it's so secure and so formal. So I can imagine you went up there to both speak to to Congress, right? And to participate in this event.
That's correct. So I was able to sit in on a few meetings with a few of our House of Representatives and a few of our senators. So was able to connect with a couple of folks. I actually stopped by our House of Representatives and our Alabama representatives, or congressman and congresswoman, mm-hmm. but I wasn't able to catch any of them. But now that I know about the process of how to actually lobby out in D.C., and these people are very accessible, and all we got to do is really email and kind of set up a time. Really? If I would have knew that beforehand, I probably could have got them. But it was just kind of cool to even go through the motions and just kind of sit there and, right. you know, see how this process is supposed to go.
Well, I kind of wondered because, you know, I've been to the State House here in Alabama a few times, but I am not in any way experienced. And I was wondering, is that something that they're open to? Do you just make an appointment, or is it really hard to get close to these people? Or you just go up there and wander around the halls and see who you can see?
Yeah, it's very similar to all the above.
A little bit of everything, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to ambush them.
Yeah, however you can get them. Like some senators or representatives wasn't necessarily in their office, and you end up talking with their aide. Then on the way out, you may catch them in passing.
Right.
Or you can literally catch them walking the halls.
Right.
And you can kind of corner them. Well, I wouldn't necessarily say corner, but you can catch them then and talk to them.
Right.
And some folks open and receptive to it. Some folks who's in motion. So, you know.
I guess you gotta brush up on what they look like, too, because, I mean, that's the only way to spot them. I couldn't tell you what any of ours look like, and that's probably a bad thing.
yeah. I think that probably would have served me well. I haven't had the privilege to meet our senator, our representative, Terry Sewell. I have mm-hmm. not met her yet, but I believe I walked past her in traffic. And when I went and looked at her to see what it fit, I said, oh, man, this woman walked right past.
Oh, no. I talk about an opportunity lost. Well, yeah. can you tell us a little bit about what you guys were talking to these representatives about?
It was, the conversation was more about descheduling and rescheduling,
right?
To kind of really get that in motion. But a lot of stuff we went there to talk with them about, they were kind of already working on. So I was really quiet in those meetings,
mm-hmm.
Really just kind of paying attention. But we were talking about the Safe Banking Act, the CARES Act. It's one more, the MORE Act that we talked about. All these acronyms.
Right.
But we talked about all those different bills and what we can do to get folks out of jail for these offenses, because whatever Joe Biden has done up to this point really has not gotten anyone out.
Well, right. I mean, we've talked before about how there aren't any people in federal prison for misdemeanor drug charges.
That's right.
So do the majority of these people seem to be receptive, or, you know, like what – did you get a sense of how close we are to actually getting any of these things accomplished? Because we need safe banking, but then I think the last time they sort of put that up before Congress, it had a bunch of other junk in it that wasn't good.
That's right. It's still a lot of back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some want to get it done and expedite it done immediately. Some, mm-hmm. you know, want certain things in the bill that they necessarily didn't see that was there. And some that just says stuff in it that they just absolutely can't support.
Mm-hmm.
So it's politics. But I don't think I get a sense that they are trying to work and get a direction for it. But how fast that ship is going to move.
Right.
I honestly can't tell you.
Well, right. It's like, you know, like a 5-year-old trying to drag a dead body. You know, I mean, it seems like it's so hard to get anything done, especially quickly. But sometimes that works in our favor because, like, we don't – there are certain very strong feelings about whether or not we should reschedule versus deschedule, and very specific reasons. I know that Biden mentioned rescheduling, but no, that's not what we want. So it's good that they can't just jump on something and do it. But then they use it to their advantage, I think, sometimes when they don't. When they don't actually want to pass something, but they want to appease the people asking for it, I think they're – I know in Alabama they have very creative ways to drag things out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very frustrating.
So, yeah, so it sounds like descheduling is definitely a go.
Mm-hmm.
The more of the push now is to get it down to a lesser schedule, such as a Schedule 5 versus a Schedule 3.
Right, yeah, because Schedule 3 would just derail everything and make it – where you could only get it in a pharmacy, correct?
Yep, they'll make it super exclusive.
Right. Prescribable, I believe, is the word. So what about the rest of it? Did you get to enjoy the National Cannabis Festival?
Yeah, so the National Cannabis Festival, it was really good. It was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. It feels great to be in, you know, cannabis space with other cannabis leaders and to be participating in discussion boards and actually be recognized for the work that they see me doing in the state of Alabama.
Right.
So we was able to rally up a lot of support, made a lot of new friends. The festival was really good. It was a two-day festival that had breakout sessions, discussions, as well as concert, which Thundercat was headlined the first day.
Wow.
Then the second day was really good. We had a lot more folks turn out, but of course, Wu-Tang Clan, Redman, and all of them.
Oh, yeah.
They was headlining that night. So, of course, the Wu brings everybody out.
Of course. Oh, well, who wouldn't? I hope that someday soon, we in here in Alabama, we will have enough support and enough collaboration to be able to do something that big, to have, you know, both breakout sessions and classes or clinics where people can learn actual information, look at farming and touch and see the plant, you know, really connect with people in the industry and learn, you know, again, what it is, what it's not, what it does and how to use it. I think these events are important for that.
Yeah, I believe we will eventually get there. And now that we're just getting, Alabama's getting a lot more attention and exposure. And just as I continue to do what it is that I do in the space and industry,
right.
We're now getting, you know, national support from other organizations that's already been operating in a lot of the other markets and doing the things that they've been able to do to get a lot of stuff done in those states to be at least pushed forward, at least get it decriminalized and
right,
get folks
right.
out of jail.
Well,
like,
and then,
like, we need that.
Right.
That was
the very, I think
to have
the,
a
I do. I think the very least they can do is decriminalization and expungement, because let's let people out of jail and stop putting people in jail for a long time. You know,
that is an absolute necessity.
Replace the money that you get from that scenario with fines. If we're not going to just fully legalize it, of course we want full legalization. We want to be able to grow it in our backyards like we do our choice of tomatoes and Gerber daisies. You know, and if we want to have acres of it on a farm, we should be able to. But, you know, we're light years away from that. And, you know, but it's just so great that you, man, I got invited to go. And I was just like, bro, I can't leave Alabama. I have to know who else is going to do it. Not anybody in Mobile. I just named off all the other people that will, and they live far, far away. So, mm-hmm. you know, down here in South Alabama, you know, there's not a lot of traction outside of what we do at Cannabama, and a few other small events were happening, but, you know, I couldn't go, and I would love to be able to go, and I'm already thinking of how can I, like, live stream from there and be in both places or something. What was your takeaway from the whole thing? Was it a positive experience?
Yes, it was very positive and a little trippy at the same time.
Why trippy?
So I'll have to say shout out to the Last Prisons Project. They had a visual outside of the White House, right in front of the White House.
Mm-hmm.
We had several speakers that was previously incarcerated. I was able to, the Last Prison Project was able to help them get out of jail while also supporting them while they was in jail.
Right.
You know, just dealing whatever they was dealing with. And then meeting a phenomenal gentleman by the name of Kyle Page. I believe he's out of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
But he was once upon a time incarcerated and was able to get out. And now he has an dispensary as well. He still advocates, you know, to get, you know, his fellow inmates that was dealing with the same situation.
Right.
Out.
Which is, but, and that's a whole class of people, again, that should be some of the front runners, because, you know, if as long as they aren't violent or repeat offenders in other types of crime, if you've got guys that have been in prison and now they can't get a real job because they sold weed, those guys should have a shot at owning dispensaries. You know, they serve their time, they've paid their debt. This should be
exactly.
where it ends. You know, when you pay your
exactly.
credit card off, you've paid it off, and that's it. And that's all there is. You know, and that's
right.
the way it should be with this.
Now, here's the trippy part about it all. So, I just don't make sense to me on how this nation and other states can continue to criminalize a plant and, you know, criminalize those that use it when, you know, myself was able to smoke a joint right across the street from the White House.
Right.
With
exactly.
No,
you're looking at the White House and smoking cannabis, and no one's bothering you, and it's broad daylight. That has to be trippy.
It tripped me out because I wasn't there.
Exactly. Well, I would still, I'd be sitting there with my stomach flip-flopping, you know, like, am I being punked? That's what a lot of people thought about our first 420. They were like, I thought that was a setup. That would be bad business.
I don't blame them.
That would be bad business, though.
But what they're doing in our nation's capital and what reflects everywhere else is just, it's just mind-boggling. Like, it just don't make sense.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. To be able to stand in front and see the actual White House, which I cannot imagine, and be able to partake, and then you know that there here's an organization right in your face that's fighting tooth and nail to keep people out of prison and to help the ones that have been in prison for the thing you're currently doing, standing there in front of the White House. That I can imagine you're still recovering from that.
Yeah. It was quite a time, and it was a lot of that energy in the air this past week.
Well, thank you so much, Antoine, for coming and telling us about that. It's really exciting. I hope you got some pictures and stuff to post. I already saw you in the Last Prisoner Project's promo video, which was cool. And I hope that I'm sure you'll be sharing that, and we look forward to that. I will share it when I see it so that my listeners can know where to find that. But I appreciate you always calling in and keeping us informed. When we come back from the break, we're going to speak with the mayor of Springville, Dave Thomas, our friend. You may remember him from when he ran for governor. He had his own event up in Springville, Alabama, and we're going to talk to him about what they did and how it's gotten him a little bit of attention lately in the media. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Sweet Home Canabama.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about cannabis, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Sweet Home Canabama right here on FM Talk 106.5. Every Monday night at 7 o'clock, we are live. Tonight, we're going to go for our last segment and talk to an old friend, Dave Thomas. Dave is mayor of Springville, Alabama. That is in St. Clair County. And he clarified that's between Birmingham and Gadsden. He said most people know those two markers. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Well, thank you for having me. Glad to be back. Long time.
It's been a while. It's been a while. We need to go back to the River Shack and have some fried shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
And bring that wife down here. We need to meet her, too. I've met you several times, but I've never met the lovely missus.
Well, I'll see what I can do, but honestly, between you, me, and all of your listeners, she does not care for the political arena.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that.
The cage rattling that her husband enjoys so much.
Right. Well, okay, so tell us, you had a 420 event. Tell us about it. Tell us all about it.
Well, this is actually, stop me if I'm rambling too much, but this is actually our third annual. The first annual was back in the campaign for governor, and Marty Shelper with the Alabama Cannabis Coalition had asked me if I would be willing to host a 420 event, and I said I would absolutely, but I can do nothing but provide the venue because I have a campaign for governor, and even though I'm going to lose, I have to, focus on that.
And you were with us that year.
The message. That's right.
You were a speaker on the panel because I'm sitting here thinking, wait, no, you didn't. You were with me.
I meant to send you a photo, a selfie of me wearing that shirt with the I voted sticker on election day. We had a runoff Tuesday.
Oh, that's funny.
I wore it to the polls.
That's funny.
All the time. I love that.
That's nice.
So anyway, that was our first. And last year we more than doubled our attendance record.
And then the goal
this year was to crush last year's attendance record, and we did.
We did, too.
Thank y'all. Yes, it is awesome. And, we'll get to it in a minute as far as the response.
Mm-hmm. Well, just tell us what y'all
overwhelmingly
did.
Overwhelmingly positive. What's that?
I just said, just tell us what y'all did. I read the word primitive in camping, and I know the basic idea, but tell us what you did.
Well, thanks to Mother Nature, we had our own little mini version of Woodstock. It rained, we had mud, we had fun. It was outrageously fantastic.
Nice.
Amazing is the one word that I'm using most often when people ask how was the event. It was amazing.
That's I've been using that word a lot too. I think everybody had an amazing year this year.
Well, this may not resonate with everyone, but it certainly resonated with me. I thought it was the greatest compliment, one of the greatest compliments I've ever received, as this gentleman witnessed my pulling a vendor's cargo trailer through the mud and the woods and whatnot, drifting around trees and threading needles and whatnot. And when I got through all the difficult parts, I turned around and he said, "That was the most redneck thing I have ever seen. That was amazing." And I said, "Right, and nobody's got a camera to record it." And I wound up doing it three times.
That's hilarious.
But it wasn't about capturing the moment. It was about being in the moment.
That's right.
And so anybody who's interested, I'm afraid you're going to have to come hang out with us because you know, it's just another one of those learning moments.
I wish that I could go to everybody's events. I have heard so many great things. I would love.
But yeah, we were nestled, you know, in everybody's comfortable chairs along the creek bank as far from the road as we could. So, you know, I'm doing all I can to accommodate the haters. Mm-hmm. But there's only so much I'm willing to do.
Right.
My freedom is mine, and I will exercise it.
Mm-hmm.
And with regard to the question of laws, the Supreme Court, the Constitution says in plain English for all of us, any law that is counter or contrary, I'm paraphrasing, of course, the Constitution is void. It's void. And anybody needs anybody else telling them, understand the laws that are passed. If this is a violation of my rights, it's void.
Right.
Period.
Right.
End of discussion.
Right.
And so this is not about cannabis. This is about freedom.
Right.
And
medical choice, freedom of choice, what you put in your body. Yeah, they're totally fine with you putting alcohol and pharmaceutical-grade narcotics
and
in your body, and they let you drive around and do that, too. But don't smoke a joint.
Oh, that's right. I mean, it's just ridiculous, and I'm done with it. It wasn't just a campaign platform or campaign rhetoric.
Of course.
You know, I'm living what I preach.
Well,
I'm walking the walk.
I have learned from you and other people like you and from my own journey that people in this state and states like it, the ones of us who are open publicly, I mean, it's not a campaign. It's not a campaign ploy or an attention grab. It's a lifestyle.
No,
being hated vehemently for trying to help people and being ridiculed and stolen from and every other thing. And and just on the sidewalk, people practically spit on you. And it's a lifestyle.
Others want to pick you up on their shoulders and herald you through the
streets.
Yes,
they do.
Because
those are the ones we get up for.
This is what I've told people and will continue to tell people. You know, they don't understand, and I get it. It's not everybody's cup of tea, and they don't
understand what's
going on.
It doesn't have to be, though.
But it doesn't have to be. This is my life. This is my garden. These are the seeds that I plant and the crops that I grow. And I'm talking about my life.
Mm-hmm.
My life, my garden. You have your life, your garden.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come messing around my garden. You're a weed. I'll get rid of you.
Right.
But, another metaphor,
ironically.
I'm sorry to just hit you with all of them. But, I'm playing this game called my life. And what I'm playing, in, as far as I'm concerned, is 3D chess. Now, some people are playing checkers and tiddlywinks.
Right.
That's fine. That's them. But this is my game, my show, and everybody in it are merely pieces on the board.
And the government's playing Hungry Hippo.
That's right.
Sorry, I had to jump in there.
Yeah, right.
All the time. I remember that game from the 80s.
That's what we did. I had, professional entertainment, DJs. Even the music wasn't everybody's, cup of tea.
Right. It never will be.
And never will be. But just like everyone else coming to our place at Little Canoe Creek Campground in Springville, Alabama, make our place your place too. Come see us. I want to give them, a certain amount of artistic freedom to do what it is that they do. I don't want to, cramp their style.
Of course.
But I also want them, sensitive to their audience and play what they want to hear, not just what they want to play.
Right.
And so, everybody who comes out here loves it. They see the vision I had when I first bought the place and started following animal game trails, to find it. Because they know what the best route through the
Right, and
the
I've
woods.
Seen you with your containers and your construction projects, and I've seen you do that.
Well, all of this, honestly, Jennifer, has been simply a therapy project for me.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't monetize it, that's fine. I'm going to have a killer man cave and a place to entertain friends and family, you know. But it is working. People love it, and it's growing. And just like with our attendance, this was the first time that I felt ready to actually push anything on social media. So
yes.
I did an hour-long interview with Erica Thomas.
I was going to say, the media went nuts about this.
Well, we talked, and I asked her, I said, when are you going to publish this? And she said, well, I don't know when I get enough information. I said, well, I'll call you back when it's all over, and I will cover you up with contact info from vendors, from attendees, from, you know, anybody. Mm-hmm. When I called her back, she wasn't interested in the follow-up, but she went ahead and published the story. Well, okay, fine. Next thing I know, I get a call from a neighbor of mine, a friend of mine, who says, hey, man, they're talking about you on 99.5 Leland Live. I said, what? He said, listen, I got the last couple of minutes of the show. I don't listen to radio. I don't watch TV. So then I find out that today Rick and Bubba, they're national.
Wow,
aren't they?
Rick and Bubba are very national.
Rick and Bubba, we're talking about. Okay, so let me just put a pin
in
that.
Well, I'm jealous. I am absolutely jealous.
There's no such thing as bad press as long as they spell your name right. Again,
right.
I'm playing 3D chess, and not everybody understands, but right. I have generated some buzz, pun intended.
Yeah, I was going to say
about what's happening in Springville, Alabama. We've got all kinds of exciting things and some challenging things too. We've got some issues. I won't go into detail, but they do not pertain to me, but they come across my desk and I have to deal with them.
Right.
And I'll deal with them in the fashion that I deem necessary and correct for the situation. And for those who don't understand, I suggest you qualify and run for mayor if you can do a better job.
As you should.
Tried to do it for governor. I was running for governor because I felt like I'd do a better job. You know, I tried. I didn't get hired.
Well, thank you so much. I hate to cut you off, David. I'm sorry to cut you off, Dave. But we've got to go. They're going to cut me off. thank you so much for calling in and telling us.
Not take so long, all right?
All right. Thank you so much. All right. You guys,
take care.
That's all we have tonight for Sweet Home Cannabama. We hope you will join us next week. And hopefully we'll have some more information about the legislative session. There has not been any movement that we are aware of. But that could change in the morning. Join us next week on Sweet Home Cannabama. Good night.